What's going on? I'm here with my brother Jeremiah. You know, we're just sitting back talking, we're having a good conversation. So, you know, I'm gonna let you guys just listen in on it. Let you guys piece in on, you feel me? What we thinking about?
Hey, young guy.
But that all lives matter shit just don't make sense. They made all lives matter because they trying to say we saying white lives don't matter. But we just saying black lives matter. Like when you
right.
look at it.
We just saying they thinking that we greater. We just want to be equal.
Like we just don't want to experience the shit we experience. And they trying to play like every. I hear all white lives matter. People say that slavery was heck of long ago. You can't be like hold up about that shit. And you just sit here and you look at it, and the history books don't even show all that we really been through. Like, they really used to use our skin to make clothes.
Clothes, belts, shoes. That's the craziest shit I found out. Like, to me, that made me really sick. Like, how do you use, like, someone's skin for clothes? Like proudly, like, a trophy. Like, yeah, I went to the fucking museums and shit, and they was just showing that type of shit. Like, lynching and, like, hanging people was really, like, a outing, like...
Right.
You would go out with the families next door to go see somebody hang in the park. Like, it was a picture of really somebody hanging. It's like hundreds of people just sitting, laughing, just, you know, enjoying themselves. Like,
right.
It's a baseball game.
And they did it for the dumbest reasons or no reason at all. Like, they enjoyed treating us like we weren't human beings, like we're just animals to hunt for sport.
Hunt for sport. And this crazy part is, it's like, you gotta ask, where does this come from? Like, where did this hate come from? Because they know the truth about themselves. Like, they know the truth about us. Their ancestors know the truth about us. And we never treated them like how they treated us. We never treated them like animals. I was just outcast. Like, how everybody just looks at it, albinos. Like, they're people too, but we just look at them different because they look funny. Like, that was literally white people. Like, and then they come and try to conquer and feel me, try to take over and capture and sell us. Like, what? Like, but the crazy part is, it is kind of internal too. Like, you feel me? Other Africans were selling other Africans, you feel me? Because it was like, them are suckers, you feel me? Just like how it's war and shit now. Like, a tribe from the west beefing with a tribe from the north. Right. So the Europeans sail up on the north or whatever, and they can't fuck with the niggas on the north. So they try to, you feel me? Combined with him, they're like, all right, if you give us 100,000 people, you feel me? But man, the whole time they come in bringing diseases and sickening everybody because they foreign and got dirty ass, nothing about a shower, no soap. Like, the crazy, like, it's so much, like, they really had to teach white people how to shower in so many cases, like, a lot, like, more than once. Like, how the fuck you don't know how to shower?
Right.
That's like a baby, like, we was at least bathing ourselves at 1 and 2. Like, I remember getting a shower at like 3, 4, like, by myself. Like,
and they'd be so ready to kick us out the country. But when you really look at all the shit that we put into society, we got to take all that shit with us
if you're
kicking us out.
It's a list of so much shit that black people made. It was like, you literally cannot imagine a world without black people. Like, this would literally be a world without black people. There wouldn't be no stoplights. There wouldn't be, like, every little thing, like door hinges, security systems, lighting, like.
All right, and it's crazy that in this society, it's really still us against us. Like, we still fighting each other.
Exactly, and at the same time, we still beefing with ourselves. Like, just like in African time, like I was just saying, the suckers I'm pulling up, like, it's still the same thing. It's still suckers. It's internal. It's still internal while we're fighting the bigger people.
All right, I was just hanging out with my friend AJ. And this car drove by twice, and we started tripping because they didn't stop. And until we got up and we looked out the garage, and it was like, why are y'all tripping on us? Like, we didn't even do nothing, yo. We was just sitting in this garage.
Yeah, bro. It's just hot, especially, man, especially over there. And the North niggas is on drugs and some motion, so they just tweaking and hella paranoid. And let alone they being some dope-ass weed over there, they need to get some dope zai. It's some drugs over there that niggas is tripping off of and getting paranoid and scared. Like, so they fearing for their lives, but they doing extra.
Right, and then in everyday life, we got to fear for our lives when it comes to everyday situations.
The police, niggas is still on drugs, drinking, driving and shit, doing crazy shit, trying to kill you on the road. You feel me? Crazy motherfuckers trying to, man, massacres, like. I hope this Trump shit is just like, they scared and they just talking, bro. Because I hate for it, like. For this part of, I'm still like a kid in a sense, for my innocence to be taken away, like having to really murder and see, like death. Like, death is already really a part of us, but like me killing people for my survival.
Right.
Like, I would hate for that to be the case, because I would do it. Like, I would bend every day to make sure that my people were safe, but I would just hate for that just to have to be the case. Like, we looking at these days like the glory days, like, well, our people just could go out to work without being harassed by white people. Like,
bro, I remember
that's what I'm scared.
I was driving and dude cut me off. He pulled up next to me, flipped me off, and I just looked at him, knowing if I react, I'm still gonna look like I'm in the wrong just because the color of my skin. He was an old ass white man. Everybody would have thought I was the abuser or some shit.
Yeah. It's no, like, matter how, man, exactly, no matter what they do. As long as you prevail, if you're going to be on top, you're going to beat their ass, you're going to look like you or the accuser.
All right, like, it's gotten to the point where we don't even want to call the police because we know if we call them, it's over, so we be trying to handle shit by ourselves.
By ourselves, for real. Because, man, the police is, man, I want to really get in the niggas and their objectives. Like, I want to know, like, what's the real core balance of the police? Like, why... Like, who's the old head for me, the OG that made the book, the standards for the police, that they got it, they follow this?
But you gotta look at it, though. The police have always been racist. And mm-hmm. before it wasn't okay, the police was there for white people.
Yeah.
And they could abuse black people however they wanted, and it was never, you never got
literally,
in trouble.
Bro, I had posted this badge. It literally, it's the same badge. It said the Slave Patrol. It was an old school badge. Like from the, like, I didn't say like 1890 or some shit like that, and then the police badge looked exactly the same, police officer. It's the same thing, literally. It's like the subliminals. It's like a real fuck you, bro. It's a real fuck you, for real.
Like, the system already was not made for us, so therefore it's already against us. And y'all haven't made it any better. Like, when you really look back at it, like, Jim Crow laws, y'all really made laws against us. And then you had to pass laws to not get rid of the laws against us, but just cancel them out. Man. Like, they're still there, but they just canceled out by another law.
It's like a lie. It's like the whole shit is a lie, and you gotta just keep covering up a lie with another lie. That's what the laws is. Gotta keep, all right, we fucked up, gotta take another lie with another lie. All right, fix that lie with another lie. All right. Like, just to keep going, like, nigga, just fix this, to say the truth. Man.
Like, when you look at it, there are no good cops, right? But you be getting those cops where they be like, I'm sorry. Or, like, they be trying to give you advice to make sure it don't hurt that much. But you're still doing it.
Right.
They're like, it's my job, I have to. So there's nothing you could do.
Yeah.
No matter what. You have to sit there and take it. Man. But then we get fed up.
I've been lucky fucking with the police a few times. Man. That, man. I've just been on my shit. Ain't had nothing on me. Man, because that could turn into something. That's the worst. Yeah, bro. My question is, I wonder who this is a utopia for. Like, you feel me? Because for a utopia, for it to be a utopia, this has to be a dystopia for somebody. Like, it has to be shitting on somebody. Like, somebody has to carry the load. You feel me? So who's carrying the load? I mean, we're carrying the load, but who's really, like, profiting off of this shit? Like, who can really, like, know that this is happening and just sit and, like, not do anything at all?
If you look at it, people who already have money are profiting. That's why when a lot of celebrities, like you look at a lot of black celebrities, once they get money and they start changing up, they start acting like the other people with money. So
acting like your peers, when you get around people with money, you start doing people with money things.
So they just, instead of coming back to help, they are like, some people, I'm not gonna lie, some people, some celebrities really do. They come back and help, but a lot of them just switch up and they go act like the white people, the rich white people, and be over.
And be over. Yeah. Like they're not black. Like they didn't, if they don't have struggles. And the fucked up thing is, it's gonna happen where it's not even gonna, I feel like when I say the Trump shit gonna fall through, like, and then all this shit they talking about if he lose, it's gonna be black, back to black and white when it comes to violence instead of niggas who got money. But niggas who got money, they gonna be going Cancun islands and shit. But right, regular people who just, even you got like a little meal, you got millions, and you live in like San Francisco, if you mean niggas is looting and doing rowdy shit, like, you're subject to be a victim.
Right, I'm looking at the police like, what are y'all gonna do? Like, when white people start acting up and doing hella extra shit, like none of this shit we've been doing, are y'all gonna start acting different?
No. That riots and shit when the coronavirus shit first started, it was really weird, bro. It was really weird just seeing this shit, just seeing, like, being on Twitter and seeing people's live reactions, like, just people I follow and people who got retweeted, just, like, people who are there, like, you could be like, wow. Like, the police just be sitting there just watching people just fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Just be rowdy, just, for me, like, no control. And my question is, when is that switch gonna happen where black people gonna really officially gonna get tired of white cops killing and mistreating black people and start killing them? Like, not to sound like, you feel me, that, but like, that's what's gonna really make them listen. They, you feel me? These animals don't listen to anything else but violence.
Right.
Like how they listen to us. We've been so peaceful and so passive for so long. Black people are so passive, bro. They don't want no form. Like there's people in the hood for me, but like, there's more people, I guarantee there's more people just living in the hood who don't want form than there is like niggas outside trying to shoot niggas and shit. I guarantee it. Like, black people are just so calm. They just want to live their life. They just want to live because they know it's so easy to die.
Right. I know our generation, for one, is changing. Because I know me, I just seen a video on Instagram of somebody's son. He got pulled over, right, for speeding.
At his house, right? And they tased him and they kneed him and all this shit.
Right.
I know. He was calling for his dad and shit.
I know for a fact that somebody did that.
It could have got worse. It could have got worse. I'm glad that's how it ended for him, honestly. Like, yeah, that's fucked up, but I'm glad it was on camera and that's how it ended. You feel me? So it's like, we can still see how they don't give a fuck about us and how they still had him detained on the floor talking about stop resisting. And he's still okay. He's still going to, you feel me, live another day. That's what I love about that shit. So,
right. But I still know if it was my son, I'd be pissed. Like, I'd be ready to fight.
I'd be tripping. Like, man, I want the video where they do that to a fucking real militant black man's son who really didn't do anything. The dad opened up the door and clap all three of the cops. That's the video I want to see.
Right. He's fucking around him.
That's the video that's going to scare white people to, man, that's going to scare these cops into showing some mercy. Because, man, black people are so passive, bro. A tase hurt. A tase will stun a nigga. He was not no strong fucking bodybuilder that's not just gonna just take that shit. That shit is gonna, he's done.
Right, and it was three of them.
And it was three of y'all. Where is he going? He already home. So he's just put the cuffs on him, if you feel me. Like, it was so much extra shit that didn't have to happen. Man, just like a lot of this shit in the world, so much extra shit that didn't have to happen. I hope he was over 18 and, man, they fucking he get some cheese off that shit. Now, and get a good education, go to college, and all the good shit. But man, one thing I always say when I get older and shit, I wanna almost fuck the world by putting black kids as cops. Like, you feel me? Putting kids in the hood as cops. Like, not even because of his regular kids. Like, you feel me? Not even for kids, but just tell the youth to be cops. You feel me? Black kids, people who know compassion, people who know, like, this is the world that we live in. And you could be the change. Like, if black people were cops, white people would be so, like, disgusted with being a cop. Like, you feel me? Like, they would not want to be that. If, like, man, if it was, like, 100 black people for every graduating class, they would just be sick. An extra 100 for wherever they were, they would just be sick. They'd be like, this shit is so tainted. They would not want to be here. Like, because, man, if every cop had a black partner, half of them would quit. Because, man, a black person is going to, I mean, they're not going to take their body cam off. They're not going to fucking go the extra mile to cover up somebody they just met just to lose their job. Like, they're like, I need this money. Like, even if it is 20 an hour or whatever, like, I'm not finna leave. like, hold on. I'm not finna dump this body you just shot my camera on. Like, I'm telling, nigga. For real. I'm not even I'm telling, but the camera on. Like, I'm not finna, what?
Right, if they ask, I'm not gonna lie.
Man, like, back up, come get this nigga. Yeah, bro. Being black is the dopest thing out. And white people hate it.
And they be so narcissistic, bro. Like, I remember I'm in Safeway, and I'm just walking, right? This white lady. First, she asked me in my coat because I was just wearing a tank top, right? And I was just like, nah. And I kept walking. And in line, bro, she was behind me and she touched my hair without asking me. Like, the audacity they really have, bro. Like,
that's so. And when was this recently?
Nah, this was like a couple months ago, bro.
In the midst of coronavirus, though?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm offended.
Like, I was. And they expect you to not react. And they just look at you like they did nothing wrong.
Like, why? Like, that's not okay. That's not okay. Especially, I don't like to be touched. Man, but you, yeah. White people definitely look your way because you're tall. You always wear your tank tops and your dreads getting longer. They look at you instantly right when you walk in the store.
Right. I got followed around by a security guard in Safeway. I remember I was with my girlfriend one time. Bro was following us. And we was talking and she said, you look hella dumb.
Who?
My girlfriend. Come here.
No, who said that?
Come here.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm thinking the security guard has said, you look hella dumb.
Hell nah. Change up, walking off, looking hella embarrassed and shit. Cause it's like, when do we ever steal?
Literally. Niggas is older.
Acting like this shit ain't hella big and we can see the cameras.
Yeah, bro. That shit happen all the time, bro. I just throw them off, start doing weird shit. Cause I'll be bored too. Right, you bored, I'm bored too, nigga. We finna pass the grits 9 times, bitch.
Right. And it's crazy, even if the security guards be black, they'd be doing the same shit, assuming. Like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying, it'd be like the core, nigga. It'd be somebody up top telling them, like, watch out for these types.
Right. They have to start at their training level.
Man, the thing about cops, everyone, I feel like they don't even get a lot of training.
Right.
I feel like before coronavirus, that shit damn near be online.
They put up a front. That's really hella easy.
When you in that shit, if you mean, it is a job, that shit is dangerous and risky, but bro, you ain't gotta. beat on civilians, on innocent black civilians.
Like, why not just sit in your spot like you always do?
Yeah, it's cold as hell.
Man, it's been hella cold lately, bro.
Man, I stepped outside. It was so freezing.
Man, I be having to sleep with, like, blue blankets now. It be freezing in my room.
Yeah, I was in here bundled up for sure.
What's wrong with that?
Shit is good. Yeah, guys, thanks for listening. Tap in again.